AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The White House is defending the downings of three more unidentified objects over the last few days, but still has no idea what they are. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
These three events, each of them presented a risk to safety of flight. And we don't know if they were actually collecting intelligence, but because of the route that they took, out of an abundance of caution, we want to make sure that we have the ability to examine what these things are.
Crews are working to recover their remnants. The president has fired a high-ranking and controversial Washington official, the architect of the U.S. Capitol. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Brett Blanton was taking heat from both parties. Internal inspectors at the architect of the Capitol's office accused Blanton of misusing his taxpayer-funded $40,000 vehicle, taking it on vacations to a winery, letting his wife and teenage daughter drive it. And he was under scrutiny for choosing to work from home on January 6, 2021.
Two jurors and the clerk of court have tested positive for COVID in the middle of the double murder trial of disgraced attorney Alex Murdoch in South Carolina. For now, a judge has decided to keep that trial going. They'll be tested again on Wednesday. Thousands are still unaccounted for in Turkey and Syria as survivors in the region try to figure out what's next. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in Turkey.
You know, I know Turkey reasonably well. I've spent a lot of time in this area, particularly in areas like Gaziantep, also badly devastated. And to see it now in this state, just in ruins, is heartbreaking and just almost impossible to describe just how horrible it is for the people who are survived. They are stunned, they are traumatized, but they are also angry.
Millions are homeless and aid isn't reaching them fast enough. The CDC says teen girls are dealing with more mental health challenges.
Nearly 3 in 5 teenage girls say they feel constantly sad or hopeless. In addition, the CDC's Kathleen Ethier says the report also found that nearly 1 in 5 teen girls had experienced sexual violence in the past year.
14% of teen girls had been physically forced to have sex when they did not want to.
And 30% said they had seriously considered suicide. That's up by nearly 60% over the past 10 years. The CDC report calling for more programs in school, like sex education, to address the ongoing and growing mental health crisis. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
Looking for love is easier in some cities. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Save room for my love. There are 5 top cities for dating, says Eventbrite.com's Sarah Bigham.
Boston is number 1, followed by New York, Philadelphia, Denver, and Seattle.
As for why,
they're great places because people are searching for events to do and how and where to meet new people.
The worst city to gamble on love? Las Vegas. This is CBS News.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matmere. Here's what you need to know. Foxconn employees at the facility in Mount Pleasant filed a federal class action lawsuit last week, alleging the company regularly shaved time off their timesheets, thus violating federal and state workers' rights laws. The suit also claims Foxconn didn't pay employees bonuses or overtime. The Foxconn Technology Group says in a statement it won't comment on the lawsuit specifics. The plaintiffs are seeking a jury trial. Safe, affordable housing and rental units are a top priority in Governor Evers' 2023-25 budget proposal. The governor is proposing a comprehensive multi-pronged package of initiatives, including renovating existing housing, improving rental unit safety, providing legal aid for evictions, and expanding renter protections. The governor sends his budget proposal to the legislature this week. I'm Jane Matmere. This is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com. The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happy hour. Dom, we made it all the way to the weekend, buddy.
Good job, Crudy. Good to be with you, man.
That is, you know, each and every week, if I make it all the way to the weekend, I like to celebrate on Friday night.
Hell, I start Thursday, because I can make it through a Friday, man. Party starts Thursday.
Well, okay, but we're here on Friday, so can we celebrate today as well?
Sure, sort of course.
Sort of make it a two-day affair. 844-967-2789. Airing of the grievances. Welcome. Hell, it's encouraged. Lightly screened by Ebone, if he's paying attention. But he's paying attention. I'm teasing. Here is my grievance, Dom. These freaking spy balloons, man. They're everywhere. The headline? Breaking headline. Fighter jet shoots down object over U.S. waters. This apparently another spy balloon, Tom, over Alaska. The object, which was about the size of a small car, and I read that, a small car, like we measure things and, you know, is that like a small midsize or like a smart car? Because a smart
right,
car?
You're renting a car. Is that the small car?
You know,
yes, it's a small car, man. A small car. Less than 6,000 pounds.
Smaller than a Pinto.
Yeah.
The object, which was about the size of a small car, was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet over Alaska.
Oof. Too close for comfort, man.
What did Sarah Palin used to say? When those fighter jets, well, she didn't speak Western, but she said something. And when those fighter jets come ducking in over Alaska, that's pooty poot. And I could see him from my house. Do you think Sarah Palin spotted this balloon from her house? Do you think she was trying to shoot it down, Dom?
It's entirely possible.
I know over on Fox News they're going to lose their mind about this, Dom. Joe probably should have known about this and shot it down before it even took off the ground.
Washington Post reporting on this as well. Apparently, President Biden directed this strike. Pardon me. The Pentagon recommended downing the object because it was soaring at about 40,000 feet, potentially threatening civilian air traffic. It was taken down over frozen territorial waters off the coast of northeastern Alaska, north of the Arctic Circle. We're still trying to learn more from it, Kirby said. I want to stress again, we don't know what the entity, entity owns this object. There's no indication it's from a nation or an institution or an individual. Whether the object was capable of surveillance, Kirby said, the United States has not ruled anything in or out. Biden was first notified of the object on Thursday night after fighter aircraft were dispatched to observe it more closely. Its speed and small size, coupled with the nighttime darkness, left military commanders with few easy options upon initial intercept. Fighter aircraft were dispatched again on Friday when it was determined the craft did not have a pilot on board. They worked really hard to try to get as much information as they could about this object, Kirby said. It was difficult for the pilots to glean a whole lot of information. A shootdown carried out by a pair of F-22 Raptors launched from Anchorage.
Do you think the pilot's call sign was Maverick?
Maverick. Goose. So another one shot down. Kirby, final thought here. We are going to remain vigilant about the skies over the United States. As I said earlier, the president takes his obligations to protect our national security interest and those of us in the safety and security of the American people is paramount. And he's always going to decide and act in a way that is commensurate with that duty.
You said duty.
So another object shot down. Number one, I did see some reporting about some previous, you don't call them UFOs anymore. They're unidentified aerial phenomena. So totally different.
I mean, I'm calling them Chinese spy balloons.
That was so, back in the day, but now it's, all official. It's unidentified aerial phenomena. That maybe they have, in the past, one of these balloons, or more than one, were misidentified as this unidentified aerial phenomena. Now, this thing shot down the size of a car. We'll have to wait and see. But a couple of thoughts. Number one, if this is from China again, after the first four, or how many, who knows how many they're letting up and out there, right? We don't know over the course of how many years this has been going on. So what happens to the relationship? I did see some headlines about, the calls, the direct line between U.S. and China is going unanswered. It's just ringing.
Man, you're acting like we just caught China cheating on us on the Ring doorbell or something. China's been getting away with it up until now, but now that we know that China's cheating on us, now we're quite hurt about it. Well, come on, man. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man. How much effort, thought, energy am I supposed to put into spy balloons? My understanding is we do know they were spy balloons. We know that they were trying to track communications. But,
spy balloons, spy planes, spy satellites. I mean, yes, the nations use spying techniques on their friends and adversaries alike.
If I learned nothing else from the Trump administration, encryption apps.
Yeah.
Encryption
WhatsApp? Apps.
That's not the one I use, but...
Oh, that's not the one?
844-967-2789. I would tell you which encryption app I was on, but you don't need to know. I'm not sending you those messages.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Let's go to Jim from Whitefish Bay, right down the road from Dom.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
Hey, from the neighborhood, and I'm looking out over the east, over Lake Michigan. I don't see anything yet, so... I'll report back later.
You stay vigilant, Jim. If you see those balloons, you call us right back, man.
I mean, it's a clear, beautiful sky.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I just want to be another cheerleader for civic media and state expansion. I just think that's such a wonderful thing, man. It's just so many progressives hiding out in the woods. And, there's that old business adage, don't complain, just do something. And you guys are doing it. It's the voice of reason going out over the airwaves. Thanks a lot.
Well, I appreciate you call us the voice of reason. I like to think of us as the devil's advocates. So maybe one voice of reason and Dom.
Depends on the day. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call, man. I certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going. Dick from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
Hello, Dick.
Hi, guys. CJ, you know, this nonsense that he spews all the time. George W. Bush in 08 runs the country into the totally into the ditch. And then Obama has to clean up everything. But Trump, 25% of the debt in 4 years, you did this? And this clown sits there and talks about they are the fiscal conservatives. I just don't. Where does this happen that somebody could be so misled?
But Dick, let's not heap it all upon the direct actions of the Trump administration. A little bit of credit I will give them in this regard. During the pandemic, the rapidness with which they moved money out into small businesses with the PPP loans. Now, obviously, a lot of corruption happened.
A lot of fraud, sure.
But I don't think the fraud was being perpetrated on the government level. I think it was being perpetrated by individual bad actors, many of whom are being caught and prosecuted.
Like Robin Voss, you mean?
Well, I'm not alleging there was anything wrong with the loan. Understand, the first round of PPP, you really didn't have to prove you needed it. Just, you know,
true.
Man, the world's coming apart.
I get that.
They were just trying to keep people on payrolls. But that helped balloon that debt. A pandemic helped balloon that debt. We kept our economy from crashing. And some of that help happened under Trump. There were bipartisan plans. And then it was the Democrats that picked up that mantle when Joe Biden moved into office without the support of Republicans. But it racked up a lot of debt, dude. We shut down our whole economy.
Well, but on the other side, guys, had we not done that at all, we would have went into a total free fall collapse, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with you, Dick. Just like I wasn't.
Well, there you go.
I wasn't
so
pissed
what were you
gonna in 07, 08 when we
watch it collapse.
No, I'm not suggesting we should have. I actually, if you heard me, Dick, I was commending the Trump administration in that regard for starting the ball rolling on some of the small business relief. But I didn't take any great issue under Obama when we propped up General Motors. I did take some issue when we propped up the mortgage industry, the mortgage-backed securities, the Lehman Brothers. When that happened, they jammed billions and billions of dollars. The U.S. government forced some lenders to take liquidity. Take money. We are giving you money. What? Yeah, take money. Well, of course, what do? You take money. And we haven't quite unwound from some of those policies yet.
No, when we were talking about the socialist conversation that the Republicans were discussing in their House committees last week, I brought up some of that debt still outstanding from those banks that still owe the American people, the government, billions and billions of dollars. And yet, and again, going to this very issue, I mean, this, yes, it did add to the deficit, no doubt. And did it save the economy? Yeah, probably. But that's a reaction of socialism, isn't it? That's the government printing dollars to do that. It's exactly what they claim they're against. But under their administration, they engaged in that process, rightfully so, and ballooned the debt. You know, how are you going to avoid that? But now not taking any responsibility whatsoever for any of that, just moving along? Come on.
Don't worry, Dom. We'll make it all up on Foxconn. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday to us all.
What is the deal with the smart car? Those things are tiny.
I'm so smart. E equals MC squared. I drive a smart car. That's not smart in my book.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes.
Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 32 tonight. Under clear skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 49, cloudy. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 42. Overcast skies. 3 to 5 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there next at 844-967-2789. Let's get to Portland, Oregon. PT, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good.
Hey, good, good. So I have a grievance of confusion, I guess. With Darrell and Kelly, it sounds like, Crute, you think Kelly is the worst candidate.
Yes.
Is that right?
Let me not confuse you. I think Dan Kelly is a horrible candidate, and therefore I support him to be the conservative's choice on February 21st. Why do I think he sucks,
even
PT? Because he was already, even with the incumbency of a Scott Walker appointment, and getting on the court prior. I mean, he had a four-year warm-up. Incumbents always win, unless they're contemptuous bastards like Dan Kelly. Guy got smoked in a spring election by 163,000 votes. Hagedorn won his seat by 5,600.
But you saw the Apple on... So you're basing it on history.
I've met
the
man.
On Darryl?
I've met the man, PT. I've met the man.
Yeah, yeah.
To know him is to find him contemptuous and not want to vote for the guy.
So I have a little saying for you. You can take PT out of Wisconsin, but you can't take Devil Radio out of PT.
Because nice.
I am tuned into dialing up your radio station around, I think, 2 o'clock. Is that? Yeah, 2 o'clock here.
Pacific time. Yeah baby. So, 2 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, yeah.
Leftist coast.
And your app is working swell. Really, really nice. It used to be you have a few kinks in it. No more. It's beautiful. So I really enjoy that. Anyways, have a good weekend, guys. All right?
Thanks, PT.
Appreciate
you too, man.
The kind words. Now we save all the kinky for the host. And I love when people listen to us on the Civic Media app, Dom, because I can kind of sort of keep tabs on them. I am keeping tabs on our audience.
It's kind of creepy, man.
Sort of reverse stalkerish, not like specifically. But when you got a guy like PT listening in Portland, right? There's a dot on Portland right now. I can look. So first and foremost, shout out to Victoria, Australia.
All right.
Our most distant listener. Someone's been listening for like 90 minutes or more. Great radio. They've enjoyed. And then I saw someone in Wisconsin. I'm like, I'm unfamiliar with that part of Wisconsin. We're from Wisconsin. We originate here. And I don't know every small town, but I start dialing in on this little dot, and I see red granite, and I keep dialing in, and I'm a little concerned, and I'd like to shout out to whoever's listening to us in the bottom of the red granite quarry off Highway 21. I feel like we should send help. Like someone was like out for a jog, or, you know, more likely with our audience, you know, maybe walking the dog or something. Dog starts chasing a rabbit. Next thing you know, one of our fans is in the bottom of the red granite quarry right now, Dom. If that is you and you're doing okay, please call us. Otherwise, local authorities in the Red Granite, Wisconsin area, check on our friend at the quarry. The rest of you, 844-967-2789. We got friends everywhere, Don. Like to think.
All over the place.
Let's go back to the phones. Why does CJ keep calling us then? I just stumped CJ. Cleared off the line. The guy's wasted my phone lines. Let's go to Terry from Columbia Heights, Minnesota, perhaps listening on 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minnesota, KTNF.
Hey, Terry.
Hi there, Don. And I want to tell you something. I listen to you guys religiously every day. This is the one show that I have to listen to every day. And I just got one question to ask. Could you tell me, is CJ's initials, do they stand for cranky jerk?
It's Clay something, but yeah, it could be.
Yeah, there's also, we could come up with all sorts of things that stands for Terry. That some of them may not be appropriate for the airwaves.
It's like he gets himself worked up into a lather for radio's sake, you know, because you meet the guy and he's not so bad. He's not so bad.
Well, every time I listen to him, and, you know, if he had an argument that was intelligent, it'd be something, but every time I listen to him, he just, I mean, there's just nothing there.
Terry,
you guys shoot him down every time.
Well, Terry, he might be getting paid by, like, the local Republican Party. So, like, he comes and he stirs up our conversation, pulls us away from something more important. And then every time the next caller says CJ, I think he gets, like, a quarter in his tip. Well,
you know, that makes a lot of sense. So, see, that's why I listen to you guys. You can clear things up for me right away, see?
Well, whatever his motive, Terry, it's pretty low rent.
Well, you guys do a fantastic job, and like I said, I have to listen to you every day.
Well, Terry, you got excellent taste, apparently.
Thanks, Terry,
every day. That's all we ask. You know, we used to ask about 30% more, but now we just ask 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday.
Yes, we give everybody a break. All you got to do is 2 hours.
If you're not getting all of us in your local market, well, there's a Civic Media app. And we got this new Madison Mad Radio brand. I recommend you listen to us here. That's what all the cool kids are doing. That's the very first one. But you can listen to us all across the network because, Dom, I don't know if we're worldwide, but that dude in Australia thinks we're cool. And so does, I hope, a fine fan in the bottom of the...
Oh, man. So the app, granite. Though. So you can get on the app and you can pick, like, which station you want to stream some.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you're, like, WAUK in Waukesha here, you could just click on that, and then that would gauge... That'd be that channel. Because, like, there's different programming at different times on different stations,
yeah,
right?
we got a lot of programming in common, but there are a lot of differentiated programs, and we try to bring local content in each market. And don't forget, tomorrow, man, we got the Cripescast rolling out at noon all across the network. And also, first time, if you didn't hear, the Gravedigger with our friend Earl Ingram. I got to see a little of it live when they were taping it. It's going to play out tomorrow, 1 o'clock, across the Civic Media Network. That and the Raised in the Wisco, those three shows, all worth a listen. Start at 11, then 12, then 1, and then Devil's Advocates again on Monday. 4 to 6, that's all we ask. 2 hours each day.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. The White House says it's working on getting more details on three more downed objects. John Kirby's with the National Security Council.
We assessed that at this time, these balloons have provided limited additive capabilities to the PRC's other intelligence platforms used over the United States.
Rescue crews are still searching for survivors a week after earthquakes hit Turkey and Syria. Borku Baldov is a volunteer.
Super dangerously collapsed, so you cannot just go inside, and you should be really careful also not to harm the people inside. So we are like kind of, we say in Turkey, we are digging with our nails. One by one, slowly, slowly, slowly.
A driver's in custody after hitting eight people with a U-Haul in New York City. Councilman Justin Brennan is talked to, rather, 1010 Winds.
Luckily, the police were able to apprehend him further down into, near the Battery Tunnel, which is quite a ways from Bay Ridge.
CBS News Brief.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. We've interviewed two of the progressive state Supreme Court candidates and asked them about law schools and the choice by the two conservative candidates to attend Regent University, a school started and run by TV preacher Pat Robertson. Here's Milwaukee County Judge and Marquette Law School grad Janet Protasewicz.
I don't know why someone would choose to go there unless you have views that really align with the views that they have. And I think Pat Robertson, formed that with that Christian, network. The fact that the two of them went to Regent University obviously raises some red flags for me.
Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell said the choice of school matters less than what you do with it, and he's proud of his UW education.
I think my education at UW shaped me because the theme of UW is law in action. Right? What does a law look like and how do you put the law in action so it can work for people?
Up North News Radio, weekday mornings, 6 to 8.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it, taking your Friday grievances right up in here at 844-967-2789. Dom, I got new headlines, but I'm going to jump David from Atlanta ahead in the line. I tell you, man, they're listening worldwide. Welcome, David.
Hey,
what
David.
Do you got for us?
Hey, Curry. Hey, Don. I just called to, you mentioned that you could see that there was people out here listening. Well, I'm actually in Woodstock, Georgia. I'm not in what's-her-name's district.
Good for you.
She's close, though. I think she started in Marietta, and she got kind of booted out with something I was listening to the other day. But she's like near Rome, Georgia. We had the Herschel thing. So I started listening to you guys with WCPT, and then you did this app thing. So, yeah, it's groovy. I enjoy the program almost every day.
Dude, I can see you. I see you, man. Not only can I hear you, David, I can, like, see a blue dot on the map kind of outside Atlanta there.
Well, I'm in a park. I walk here every afternoon. It's beautiful.
You're not the guy in the bottom of the quarry in Red Granite, are you?
No.
I've seen some of those quarries around here. They're too much. But yeah, I'm from Detroit, but I've lived down here for 30 years.
David. I won't hold the Detroit part against you, David.
Oh, man, you're my best friend now, David, from Motown. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, David, what the hell's going on in Georgia, dude? I mean, how does Marjorie Taylor Greene, is it that split up down there? Is it, how does she get elected again?
Yeah, no, it's really bad. Like, where I live, it's north of Atlanta. It's close to Kennesaw, Marietta. Very white, very, totally all Republicans driving these great big huge gigantic pickup trucks, four-wheel drive, and you see a lot of the idiotic flags, and it's bad around here. You just kind of gotta, I mean, there was a guy at the Kroger the other day, he had a F Biden hat, and he wanted reparations from everybody, that something about Biden on his t-shirt, but the hat at the Kroger. I said to my wife, I shouldn't have said something to him. Hey, nice hat. I liked his hat just to hear what he had to say. But it's really bad. You just got to lay low and keep your mouth shut. The vast majority of people are Republican.
David.
I mean, most of my neighbors. Go ahead.
Well, I prefer to hear more about your Republican neighbors, but I just wanted to mention.
Yeah.
I know that you're on the north side of Central Park, but I actually prefer Renaissance Park there, just down Linden, and then you take the left.
Weird.
That is a little creepy, sort of NSA like, isn't it, David?
Oh, you can see exactly where I am.
I can, yes, sir. Well, now that you told me you're at the park, I zoomed in on the park and I can see you. You're right off Linden Avenue there, sir.
No, it's Town Lake Parkway. You must be over on the other side. Town Lake Park, this is a beautiful development, golf courses, nice homes. I've lived here for, I built my house, I've lived here for a long time. It's a beautiful area. My wife's a teacher. She can walk to school. It's nice. Living in Georgia is nice, except for, all the loonies. But, little by little, we're seeing, we got our friend, Warnock,
yeah, man, you guys have really stepped up, and I look forward to more of Georgia stepping up. Fonnie Willis, man, district attorney.
Are you in Fulton County, David?
Fulton County. I mean, what are your thoughts there, man? What are people saying?
I don't really, talk to many people, but I try not to bring it up amongst people because I'm an independent contractor. And I can't be, get involved, because occasionally I do slip and say something, and I open up a can of worms. I'm like, oh damn, so I got to back off, and pretend like, it's not that bad. Yeah. Right. Go out and puke, but it's like, it's crazy. I mean, I have very intelligent, very wealthy people that, that vote for, well, obviously Kemp. Because these people are like, one heartbeat away, not heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? There's a phrase. I can't think of it. I'm off.
David, let me ask you one quick question. Do you perceive yourself to be really good at what you do?
Yeah.
Then let your freak flag fly, baby man. Let the chips fall. If you're good at what you do professionally, you shouldn't have to worry about your personal ideology. And I know that's a thing.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not going
to. I used to work in mortgage banking with a bunch of Republicans, dude, and I was the only blue guy in the office. And I never forgot who I was. You got to be proud of being the only sane one on the block.
Yeah, well, actually, there's a law firm, and somehow they caught wind, and they're like, they were talking about, they start talking about guns and stuff like that. And they knew, obviously my political leanings. And like every time I showed up at this law firm, they'd be, oh yeah, they'd bring something up. And, you know, I mean, it's indefensible, and it's insulting to somebody that actually, you know, thinks about stuff. You know, me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you know, I mean,
see, David, I didn't factor in that you might actually want to have gainful employment in the future. The prior advice I gave you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so it's crazy, but I mean, it's all good. I mean, I think little by little, you know, because they're so outrageous on the other side, people are like, these guys are ridiculous. I mean, like, what did you see just yesterday, whatever, with Boebert and, you know, yelling at the Twitter people? She sounded like a high school kid.
Yeah. You know, Larry the Cable Guy said she sounded like a crazy ex-girlfriend heckling, like the comedian on stage. But like the ex-girlfriend's there. And David, thank you so much for listening to the what some describe as the greatest radio show ever. Tell your friends around the Atlanta area. And then you got some cover. Then I don't know which dot is you. You know, don't keep us a secret. Tell people.
Tell your Republican friends, man. We'll take all callers. We'll convert them. We'll help you, David.
We got people listening down in like Gainesville, Florida, all across the Texas. You know, it's wonderful to see all the little dots. We're growing down. We're like a fungus growing across the nation.
That's one way to
We're
look at it.
We're spreading.
Pardon me.
Well, I like to think good ideas spread.
Well, I mean, sure, the truth helps. Some fun conversation, a little banter here and there. I think that certainly helps. But you know, you got to be of the mindset to want to hear something different. I mean, if you're in your silo and you're the Fox Newsy and you know you got your money, you got your place, and you got your pad, and you're comfortable and you don't think about, you know, other people, other things, you know, the empathy maybe isn't there or the experience isn't necessarily there, you know, you're maybe apt to stay in those lanes. But, you know, sometimes life gives you a jerk and it pulls you off your lane and it forces you to see other things. And I think that's a nice thing about it. I mean, if you think you got it all figured out, what's life worth living? You keep on rolling, man. You got to learn new things, experience new things. Travel a bit, man. You start seeing different cultures. Read. You know, what is it? Reading and traveling. It'll cure the racism, right? It'll cure those things. But if you never leave the three-county area and you're married to your second cousin, it's going to be a little tough, I think.
I got family down in Thomasville, Georgia. That's down on the state line, kind of across the border from Gainesville, Panhandle area. Georgia, I'm sure it's lovely. Never been. Well, I've been there.
I used to drive through all the time. You know, I've had a couple of flights in Atlanta, layovers. When the kids were younger, we used to go to Florida for the spring break. And one time we got stranded with a plane thing. So like, hell with this. And you get little kids in the airport. You know, it was just terrible. So we're like, you know what, next year we're driving. So for years, we would just drive down to Florida. I did it as a kid. I'm a road warrior, so it's not a terrible thing for me. But I always remember like driving, I think it was from Georgia going south on like 75, getting into Florida. And you see this, pardon me, you see this big ass Confederate flag. And it was just, I mean, huge, like you know, the one they got up here at the insurance company up in Sheboygan, you know, a big, big Confederate flag.
In Sheboygan?
Just, no, down in Florida, northern Florida. And so, you know, that's, you know, obviously very prevalent down there. So, you know, I did see, to bring that up, the guy who, the insurrectionist who walked through the Capitol with the with the Confederate flag got sentenced to what, 3 years?
3 years,
I believe it was.
Baby.
Yeah, 3 years. Now that guy actually took that Confederate flag and apparently, according to the prosecution, was like jabbing the cops with the pole as a weapon with the Confederate flag. Apparently, he didn't consider you know, the negative racism connotation that came along with carrying the Confederate flag. I guess he just thought it was like the General Lee, and he was just a rebel.
States' rights guy.
Yeah.
Many good people on both sides.
Not so much.
Speaking of the former president, Dom, of course, you know, this is the big Super Bowl weekend. Maybe it's why I'm feeling a little less political, a little more lighthearted. Although I might be traveling this weekend. We'll see. A little work travel, perhaps. But you know who's doing a little Friday afternoon quarterbacking? Why, it's former President Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
And he's not attacking the teams about to contest on the field. He's not attacking the Eagles or the Chiefs. He's going after Rihanna, probably because she's black.
Right, and female. Uh-huh.
So, you know, two of his favorite things, black female. Here is the headline at The Hill. This one merited coverage at thehill.com. Trump attacks Rihanna ahead of the Super Bowl. Without her stylist, she'd be nothing. Now, more ironic words have never been spoken. This guy, have you looked in the mirror, sir? We talk about the fact he projects, but Rihanna's got real talent. She's got Grammys. Rihanna can sing her ass off. You, President Trump, just have a really bad...
No, remember towards the end of the 2020 election when he was starting to freak out on stage and he started doing his little dances? You remember that weird Trump dance thing?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So strange.
Well, it's very similar to every white stepdad you ever saw chaperoning the middle school dance, Dom.
Daddy-daughter dance.
Trump's post, apparently Trump posting against Rihanna, you know. Trump's post came in response to a post on social media from Rep. Ronnie Jackson. Well, how the hell did that guy go from being the White House physician to President Barack Obama to declaring, didn't he declare Trump like fittest president ever?
Of all time. Was that him? I don't remember now.
He might have fallen after, you know, but I mean, I thought they called him like Dr. Feelgood at the White House, Dom. And then he got elected as a Republican rep from Texas. But if you're comparing the health profiles of Barack Obama, who I understand, Dom, occasionally sneaks a cigarette, and Donald Trump, come on, man. Come on. Anyways, Rihanna and Trump have clashed before. She won a legal victory over Trump in 2018 when her performing rights company, Broadcast Music Incorporated, informed the then president he could no longer use her music at his rallies. So he was just, what, appropriating her music? And she wanted to, well, she just said stop, cease and desist. After a Washington Post reporter tweeted that her music was blaring at a rally in Tallahassee, Rihanna responded, "Not for much longer. Me nor my people would ever be at or around one of those tragic rallies." Wish we could say the same, Dom.
I know you keep dragging me to them. A cruddy little flashback. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the presidential physician, gushed about Trump's health during a briefing at the White House, touting the president's good genes, how he did exceedingly well on his cognitive test, and his excellent cardiac health.
Man, woman, camera,
television,
devil's advocates. Come back with us. Last segment for your grievances. Dial them up. 844-96-PARTY.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge, and then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again.
Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies tonight with lows around 32. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, highs level off around 49. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 42, overcast skies. 3 to 5 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of this gorgeous Friday. You can be a part, 844-967-2789.
Tom, as I'm checking up on our audience listening to us on the Civic Media app, geez. You know, like a stalky neighbor asked you out once, you said no, and he kept peering through his windows every time you left the house. I'm that guy right now, Dom. I got to tell you, I'm concerned about another one of our audience members. So I'm seeing another dot in Wisconsin, unfamiliar place. I'm like, what's up there? Oxford, Wisconsin. Seems quite nice. Wisconsin Highway 82 runs through it, kind of going east-west. And there's a little round lake called Oxford Lake. And about 40 feet, maybe 100 feet from shore, I'm not sure how big Oxford Lake is, there's a dot that would seem to indicate somebody's listening to us in Oxford Lake.
Well, maybe they're doing a little ice fishing, man.
Maybe somebody lost their cell phone down a walleye hole. If you are out ice fishing on Oxford Lake, either call us or text us, please, at 844-967-2789. Make sure you assure our audience you're on the correct side of the ice. I'm a little worried, man. We got a guy in the quarry in Red Granite and somebody in the lake in Oxford.
We just have very adventuresome listeners, man.
They take that's us a, with the Civic right. Media app.
One more headline, then back to the phones. 844-96-PARTY-CRUDY. Raw story reporting a January 6th rioter who became famous for posting video footage of himself smoking a joint on the Capitol steps has demonstrated a complete lack of remorse for his actions. Federal prosecutors allege in a memo asking the court to sentence him to more than 2 months in prison as evidence.
What's the crime? Is it the weed smoking or being on the Capitol steps?
Yeah, he was the rioter. He was one of the rioters. He was charged illegally entering a restricted building, disorderly conduct, impeding government business, disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, unlawful picketing, and obstruction of Congress. He pled not guilty in April of 21, but accepted a deal. Apparently, they want to do like 2 months. But as their evidence of him showing a complete lack of remorse, Crudy, they cited his Facebook post in the aftermath of the attack. I'm damn proud I was there, the post read. For those of you calling for an investigation, why don't you try investigating these nuts with your chin? So, asking
the
for...
The ever clever these nuts. Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes. Yep,
that sounded... No remorse, Dan. No regret.
No, I think there's no remorse there.
So what do you what could he be subject to? What could be, you know what I mean? Like if he's not getting the 2 months, he's getting 2 years?
No, I think they're asking for the 2 months. There's apparently a deal going on here, and part of that deal is what, the 2 months? So we'll see. We'll see.
Let's go to the phones. We'll see who's there at 844-967-2789. That guy's still in the lake in Oxford, Dom. Rico from Rock County, man. Stay off the ice.
What's up, Rico?
Oh, yeah. The only ice is in my glass, man.
Yeah. The it's the happy hour at Rico's house.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we need a, you know, guys, I think we need a balloon committee.
is I think we got to have a balloon. We need a balloon committee. And for once, I kind of agree with CJ. You know what? Biden is brilliant. He not only pulled that brilliant okey-doke on him on the Social Security issue, he kind of let a little something slip, CJ. It's 2023. Let's think about 2033. Do you think, just think for a little bit here, CJ, I'm only asking for a few seconds of your time. Do you think electric cars might have figured into that 10-year, and maybe Joe just kind of let that cat out of the bag? Just think about it. That's just food for thought, you know. Something for you to chew on tonight while you're sitting there in the basement, you know. Just wonder if 10 years from now the electric cars don't make a difference. And he did walk the statement back, too, by the way. He did.
It's an observational criticism. I get it. I thought it was perhaps more of a slip. But 10 years, I mean, some of these major auto companies are dedicating themselves that within 10 years they're going to move away from internal combustion engines.
Dom, you missed the point. And at the time, in real time, I'm like, oh, that's a gaffe, Joe. You know, that's not the first Joe Biden gaffe, but don't argue with the Republicans over the viability of the Green New Deal through the concept of 10 more years of oil and petrol production, right? Because I'm like, oh, man, 10 years. Stop arguing that fight. Stop fighting
right?
Well, and then three times he went back to that. He was baiting them, Dom. I didn't see it in real time. But after the fact, in retrospect, by the time they got to the Social Security argument, right, they were ready. They were ready to call Joe Biden a liar. They wanted to call Joe Biden a liar. And then he pulled him in. He already had him in his clutches. And then he all, in unison, made the entire Republican caucus stand up and celebrate his recently found advocacy to never cut Social Security or Medicare. I think it was brilliant, dude.
That was glorious. It was glorious.
That might have been Joe's best. I told you, I got a Republican buddy, very political, who said that was the most strategic thing he has ever seen. Giving Joe Biden a hell of a lot of credit, more than you ever do.
Well, I mean, yes, but good credit goes to Joe Biden, no doubt. But, I mean, look at the people he played. I mean, we were talking about it before. Do you think they're going to be hooting and hollering? I mean, this was a hooting and hollering crowd, man. It wasn't. I don't think as hard as it normally would have been to, you know, pull people into such a game.
I bet they were playing a little three card Monty in the back. 844-967-2789. Some of the last grievances of the day. Our pal Wisco Paul, he's got a moniker. Welcome, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Nice show today.
Not a great show, just sort of a fair to middling, mailed it in kind of show.
Nice, you know, nice. It was nice. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It was nice.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with that. Hey, the GOP is never happy. They're never happy about anything. Hey, I got a quick one. I know you guys talked about it several months ago, but my grievance is against Merrick Garland not taking on the Trump conviction or whatever himself and hiring a special prosecutor to do it. The man's running for president again, for goodness sakes, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I don't know what to do with Merrick Garland.
Hang on now, Paul. Let me talk you off the ledge here. We only got a few seconds left. Come on, man. Jack Smith laying the lumber down. We announced it yesterday. Former Vice President Pence, he's going to be under oath. He's subpoenaed. I mean, that's like the last guy you talk to before you make a decision to potentially indict.
Dominic, the relaunch, like a phoenix from the ashes, outside the pizza box, coming up at 7 o'clock. Originally, right here from WMAD. No, that's not us. WMDX. Mad Radio. And Native Roots Radio. Don't forget, Charlie Behrens and the Gravedigger, noon and 1 o'clock, Saturday.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Doctor, doctor, give me
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.